You're also going to see some new parents with a boy born with hyperspadias. Could you talk me through your management and assessment? Sure. Well, the first thing to do is go and see the parents and congratulate them on their new child. I'd also reassure them and explain to them that this is a common condition that affects around 1 in 300 boys born, and that it won't have any, or it's unlikely to have any long-term effects on his life and function, and that we can correct all of this surgically, and we usually wait to around 18 months. Next, I'll just take a family history to see if there's any family members who have had hyperspadias, check on the pregnancy and see what the birth weight was and whether they were premature, and any evidence of maternal diabetes or hypertension. I'd want to check any other medical problems. Next examination, I'm looking at the location of the meatus, the prepuce, feeling for the testes to ensure that both have descended, and feeling for any evidence of herniation. If the testes haven't descended, then would recommend getting a renal ultrasound and also refer to a genetic team. And finally, I'd explain to the parents not to get the child circumcised. In terms of surgery, as I mentioned earlier, this is done at around 18 months, and we would see the parents at the kind of 6 and 12 months just to continue to make sure they understand the process and that they feel well informed. So, in terms of this surgery, we do a subcoronal degloving. Ventrally, this is just subcutaneous, leaving dartos behind, because that's going to be used as a distally based dartos flap as a waterproofing layer. And dorsally, we go down to Buck's fascia. Then, once the penis is fully degloved, we perform a Horton's erection test, injecting saline into the corpus cavernosum. This is to check that all chordae have been addressed during the degloving. Next, I mark the meatal plate, and what I'm doing is looking at the border between the shiny and dull, and that's the incision to follow down, and that incision is taken all the way down to the corpus cavernosum. Next thing I do is incise the meatal plate straight down the middle, again going down to corpus cavernosum, creating quite a deep urethra or urethral opening, and next passing a 6 French catheter through the meatus. Now the neo-urethra that we're creating is much larger than a 6 French, and so this catheter is not putting any pressure on the any of the wounds. And then we start to close. So in terms of the urethra, we do this in two layers with a 7-0 Vicryl, and this is based on a paper that I wrote with Norbert Kang, looking at the duration that sutures stay around in urine. Next, raise a distally based dartos flap and anchor this. Enclose the wings. Everything is done with Vicryl in a sub cuticular or dermal sutures. Finally, mark the prepuce and excise it. And then, dressing wise, wrap the penis in Mepitel and then an OPSI over the top with the catheter in, two nappies, and then they're back the following week for a change of dressing in theatre under GA.